With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
What's going on, everybody? It's How To Tuesday. We got tarpon season coming up. Real excited. We're going to put some brand new fly lines on our fly reels and be ready for when they come pouring through. So what we're going to do, we got an old line that's been beat up. Just going to pull all of this off, and I'm going to wind this back up in a way that I can put it back up and keep it as a spare line, and that's what we're headed to do right now. So once I get this off, you can see that I have a bimini twist on the end of my backing. So I'm going to unscrew the reel all the way off of the rod. I like to have, you know, at least a short piece of rod that I can work with. So the bimini twist is loop-to-loop connection to the backing. This one did not go on there very good. I'll show you a better way to do that next time. But I just got to grab that little tag in there, pull that, and what we're going to do is take the bimini twist around the reel. When I take it around the reel like that, it's going to come right off, okay? So on this next one, I'll show you how we do that and make a little bit better handshake connection here, but there's my bimini twist. You don't know how to tie the bimini twist, you can go to our YouTube channel, and there's slow motion bimini twist, and there's all kinds of videos up there about how to tie the bimini twist. Now we're gonna use that fly line again, but today and go with a Cortland. And the Cortland line is a great line. Like the way this one casts. This is the Precision Premium. So all-purpose 12 weight, that's what we're going to go with, okay? So anytime you get a fly reel, freshwater or saltwater, or fly line, freshwater or saltwater, you're going to have these little tag, these little things on it right here. And this part right here is super important. This has a little sticker on the bottom that says this end attached to backing. So that little sticker right there. Otherwise, you might put the fly reel on or the fly line on backwards. And this is a weight forward fly line, meaning that it's only going to cast one way. If you put it on there backwards, it's not going to cast very well. You're going to know pretty much immediately that you've got it on backwards. So they put that little sticker on there. So what we're going to do here is we're going to put this line right on the reel. Now, even though it has this little sticker on the end, and even though I know that there's a little sticker that comes on the spool, these stickers come off all the time. So if you're relying on this, let's say you have a bunch of different reels that are all kind of the same. You put an 11 weight on one, a 10 weight on one, a 12 weight on one, and you don't know which one's which. You would definitely want to know which one's which. Because the way, I mean, you want to know what you got on each reel, right? So we are going to identify this reel, this line. The way that we're going to do that is we're going to do it with a Sharpie. And so I know this end is going to the reel. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a Sharpie. And I'm going to make a 12 weight out of this line. So what I'll do here is a long bar, go all the way around that long one. A long one signifies five. Short ones signify one. So two long ones, two short ones, it's going to be a 12 weight. So what I'm doing is I'm marking the line with a Sharpie pen about an inch. A 1 inch mark would signify five. So I'm putting two marks on there, and that'd be 10. And then I'm going to put two little hash marks on there, maybe a quarter of an inch each. So that's one. Doesn't have to be super neat, but you do need to understand that it's a 12 weight. So the way we got that, you got two long hash marks and a short one. Okay, so I'm putting that on the real end. I'm going to do the same thing on the other end as well, because I want to know exactly what this line is. So when we go to put this line onto the reel, I'm going to use the same Bimini twist. And I'm going to go through this loop once and around the reel. Okay. A lot of people go through twice. That's fine. You can do it twice. What you want to do is, as it is pulling down, you just want to make sure that it makes a nice handshake like that. Pull that in there, seat it nicely. Also, don't mind testing this loop out, pulling on it pretty hard. There's my handshake. Okay, so now I have the line marked. We've got the handshake, and I'm ready to reel it up. This might be tricky with just me here. And do my best. Put the screwdriver through this. And I'm going to somehow reel this in. Usually I'll have something else holding it. Let's see. How could we do this? We could do it. This is what people do when they don't have any friends. Put it on there like that. I'll reel that baby right in. It works perfect. Okay, so I'll just pull this whole line in. Getting it evenly across the spool. And that should be 110 feet of fly line. You want to make sure that it goes on your reel nice and easily, so that if it does happen to get piled up on one side or the other, it'll still go through. So I got the line. That's about how I like it. I like it to have a pretty good amount of space there. Not saving yourself that much. But so we got the reel on now. Now both ends of this line come with a loop. So what I'm going to do here, you could choose to do this or not. I'm going to mark this line again on this end. So one wide one with a Sharpie, about an inch long. You can make it. I could make it a lot neater if I had something to hold this with. I would usually hook this on something. So there's five. I'm gonna make another one for 10. This Sharpie doesn't usually come off. Okay, so then one, two, for 12. This is Lefty Cray's trick. And it works really, really, really well. Okay. Now, this sticker right here that comes on the reel or on the fly line tells you exactly what this is. We're going to use it, but I'm also going to use something else because these things almost always come off. Let's look. Here, I got some other ones, some old ones. That's what happens to them. They just come off. The writing comes off. This part stays on. So I'll go ahead and pull that all off. If we want, we can really clean it up and get all that adhesive off if you care. So I'm just pulling all the stickers off from lines past. And once I have that off, you tend to be left with this kind of adhesive, which can come off kind of a little bit with your fingers like this. But if you really want to get it off, what we're going to do is we're going to take a little bit of oil, WD-40 rim oil. This is Remington gun oil. Just put a little bit of that on there. And this will just pull this adhesive right off. Okay. So you put that on there like that, and it just pulls the adhesive right off. Makes it look real nice. Okay, so I'll pull that off so we'll be able to put a new sticker on there really good. Hopefully that'll stay on there. So one trick that I came up with a new sticker is to use a label maker. One of these, an old-fashioned label maker. You can cut this. I've already printed it. And I've got it to where it's going to say weight forward 12. So I'll go ahead and pull off the back of the sticker. That I printed with the label maker. And the reason that I do this is because for whatever reason, man, this label maker works so much better than what comes on the fly lines. So if you want to make your reel look a little bit better, you can trim this sticker down to the smallest possible. So I just cut that down. Now it just says weight forward 12. Go to a place where I haven't put a lot of stickum. Put that right on the top. And that tends to stay on way better. Okay? Way better. Some people will put it on the back of the reel or even right here. I like to be able to look when the rod's in the boat. I'd like to be able to just look and see that it's a 12 weight. Okay. So that's it. I'm ready to go fishing. I've got my lines marked on both ends. I got it spooled up correctly. And I've also put a much better sticker on the back. So now we're ready to go tarpon fishing, put this back on the rod and reel, and we are ready to go. So that's the brand new line that I've got on my reel, ready to roll. So if you got some tips on how to do that even better, I'm sure some people do. That's the way that I've done it. And most important thing here is I like to know what lines are on the reels, because like this is an old school Able 4N. Love this reel. It's fantastic. I got 8 of them. So I'm going to put some of these on a 10 weight, some of them on an 11 weight, some of them on a 12 weight. I've got multiple 12 weights. I may have a line that you could easily end up with a 10 weight line on a 12 weight if you're in a hurry. But if you mark it really well, you're going to know exactly what's on each rod. And when it comes, it's not, you know, that big a deal right now, but a year from now, that it might be a big deal. Might not know what's on there. So that's how I do it. Keep track of all my lines just like that. All right. That's How To Tuesday today. We'll see you next week.